This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, Nadpoles. Caldwell here to talk to you about Hero Forge, the best place to get fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from. I actually just built a version of my Underdark Gnome Illusion Wizard, Kraslo, for use in a home game my friend has been running, and it was incredibly fun getting to scroll through all the options and details to bring this mage-handed menace to life. Their easy-to-use design tools let you build your perfect miniature online using a fully 3D, in-depth character creator right in your browser. Oh, and before you ask, yes, Hero Forge has goggles, and yes, Kraslo is wearing them. So, if you've been thinking about splurging on a miniature for your D&D campaign, wait no longer, because May 2nd to May 9th, Hero Forge is having a spring sale. You can get 10% off all physical miniatures and free shipping, including international shipping, on all orders. The figures are tiny, but the savings are huge. To take advantage of this great offer, visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature today, and check back often because new content is added every week. Ooh, good to know. Kraslo just got a hat of vermin in the campaign, and I really want to find an annoying top hat for him to wear to represent that. In the meantime, that's it for me. Thanks for listening, and happy forging.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bohemia.
Bohemia.
Specifically, Hot Boy Summer Bohemia.
Woo-woo.
In a beach town on the west coast where a young Mavris and his boys, Mac the microbrewer, Tread the one-man emo band, and Hungry Dave the ultimate disc whiz are just trying to have the best summer ever.
Trying but failing.
There's still time.
You gotta hold on to hope, bud.
It's been an epic fail so far, dude.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's 2009, right?
It's years earlier.
It is. It's 2009. However, last episode, the four of you woke up hungover to discover Carl, your solid bud who came with you and whose aunt's beach house you're staying at, had gone missing. You searched the fog of your memories to remember what happened last night. Mac, you remembered the tail end of a microbrews cruise you all went on. Tread, you remembered killing it at an open mic, then Carl get the speaking stone number of a girl in a bachelorette party. Mavris, you relived a humiliating exchange at a house party with the dominant Beer Olympics drinkathlon team, the Paddle Puppies, in which you named your team the Bon Frères, ate it on a persuasion check to get the crowd on your side, then gazed out over the ocean and caught the glassy-eyed disdain and glinting trident of a mysterious merfolk. And Hungry Dave, you remembered at the very end of the night watching Carl make a beeline for the Sea-Dew Pier, even though you all made a vow you were going to get Sea-Dews tomorrow. With your new information, you made your way to the boardwalk and discovered that rumors of tourists gone missing this summer had affected business. Then you saw a suspiciously dressed high elf duck into a boarded up abandoned souvenir shop. Tread cast invisibility on Hungry Dave, and you sent your largest member of your party on a stealth mission.
Loud and proud, baby.
Hungry Dave, you watched as the High Elf and Daisy Dukes pulled a glowing strand of what you dubbed brain spaghetti from her ear and handed it off to another High Elf man. You all followed the High Elf man as he tried to escape, wrestled him to the ground, stole the brain noodle and his novelty t-shirt, then cast friends on him and found out that he was just an underling sent to retrieve information for some sort of secret society that he's working his way up in. Mac fed Hungry Dave the brain spaghetti, and Hungry Dave burped up coordinates to a location in the mist. menacing just off the coast. So you returned to Petrie's Paddle Sports, rented Hippofins, signed an agreement in the presence of a packed drake that you wouldn't ride them beyond the bay, immediately rode them beyond the bay, and got pursued by said packed drake. The packed drake, however, was only able to stun Maverus and claw Hungry Dave before Tread pulled out some truly dissonant lyrics that caused him to flee. Then the four of you and your two remaining Hippofins rode into the mist. Once inside, however, you discover just beyond the mist a beat-up looking abandoned microbrews cruise gently bobbing in the inky waters. Whoa. And that's where you are now. So Maverus, you're in Mac's lap. Hungry Dave, you're, you know, clutching Tread's waist.
Also in Mac's lap.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do that, Mac is going to have to give me a pretty great
Mac,
strength.
Look in your lap.
We're all sinking, dude.
Yeah, your Hippofin can't carry a dragonborn, a dwarf, and a tiefling.
It just looks cozy.
Once again, Tread is rejected.
Tread, no one is sharing the Hippofin with you.
Tread.
The loneliness that you spoke of knowing is suddenly all too real.
I'm sorry, it's just your knees are really bony, dude. You just got
That's
really bony knees.
Guys, focus up. Maverus is dead. Coral is missing and Maverus is dead.
Oh, fuck.
I start as the cleric. I should really be more controlled, but I'm furiously shaking Maverus. Dude.
So the pack drake's effect only lasted for 5 minutes. I'll say it lifts. Maverus, okay. You are no longer deaf and blinded and stunned.
Maverus comes to and like immediately starts crying and just jumps in the water so people won't notice.
Dude.
I just had to swim for a second. I got all this salt water in my eyes.
That checks
Maverus,
out.
Maverus, give me a deception check.
Oh, okay. All right. Nat one.
Oh my god.
Okay. Mac, Hungry Dave, Tread, Maverus isn't doing well.
Tread burst into tears as well.
Fuck! I put so much stock in this summer and this trip being fucking awesome and it sucks.
Everyone relax, okay? We're gonna be fine.
It's just, why did he go for me? Why did he just come at me so hard?
That was fucked up, dude. I don't know why the backstory didn't go after all of us. We all fucked up, okay?
He's just jealous of your cool style, man. No one can rock shades like you. You just look fucking good in the shades, dude.
You Thanks. Are all wearing Matrix sunglasses that you bought from.
I fucking lost mine in the water.
Oh, dude.
Maybe I can find them in the ocean.
Don't swim too deep, man. Come on.
Just swimming straight down.
That is true. As you swim around Maverus, like the water's pretty dark here, but you do see, even darker than this dark water, a massive shadow from down below that almost gives you a feeling of vertigo.
Ugh. That as Zach got like a pang of like eerie feeling, like heebie-jeebies. Maverus is immediately going to swim back up because that's scary.
Yeah, dude, don't let's we just crossed the mist.
Help me up.
Things seem bad here. Yeah, get back on the Hippofin.
You Grab can my wear arm? My glasses, all right, man? But like later, you can wear my glasses in a bit.
God, it's so bright, though. It's just so bright right now.
We're going to schedule when we can use each other's glasses.
That's smart.
Right now, Maverus is off, but in an hour, Tread will be off. And Maverus gets the glasses, and then an hour after that, Hungry Dave is off, and then an hour after that, I'm off, and we just keep rotating.
I would like to remind you, because of the mist, the sun is actually really obscured, and there's absolutely no need for sunglasses.
We keep having the conversation anyway. So.
Okay, so I have an hour starting now, okay? It doesn't
right,
like...
Exactly.
Okay,
Do, are we sure about an hour is the amount of time? It's
You'll be
it
sure
like
when it's your turn, I bet.
You're right.
I mean, I think, all right, what if like you can reserve an extra 30 minutes at one point during the day? So everybody gets a 30-minute flex time.
I'm calling my 30 minutes right now.
Fuck!
Okay, when you start talking about flex time and shit, Hungry Dave, you're just making it complicated. There's a microbrews cruise, okay? Who knows happened to that beer, and who knows what happened to Carl?
Let's focus up, yeah.
Let's focus up. Let's head on over to the microbrews cruise.
I am going to take my flex time after Maverus, though, just to clarify.
fine.
So what Max said is true. About 50 feet ahead of you, you see what remains of the microbrews cruise, and it's the same exact one that you took last night. It's not like there's more than one microbrews cruise. They're not running a big venture or anything like that. Basically, what it looks like is an old fishing trawler that's been turned into a small recreational yacht. So it's this smallish boat with two large paddle wheels, like a steamboat would have on either side. And then in the sort of center, slightly to the front, there's a wheelhouse, which is enclosed by glass. That would be where, you know, the captain would pilot from. That's where the wheel would be. And one of the glass windows is shattered.
Shattered.
All right.
It's one of my songs. Okay.
Who would do this to a microbrews cruise?
Do you think it was those freaking pups? Think it was those freaking paddle pups?
The paddle puppies? Yeah, they probably freaked out because we probably just don't remember it. There's probably a different memory where we totally win at Flip Mug and then they freaked out. This must be
Bonfrères forever.
Bonfrères.
Fuck. The Bonfrères forever.
Maybe we misremembered and everyone loves our name.
Yeah.
Everyone give me an intelligence check.
4.
19 plus 0.
11.
15.
Oh, okay. God. Mavericks and Tread, you know it to be fully true. You fucking ate it in front of everyone. The Bonfrères have a bad reputation right
now. Yeah, Dave, I think you're right. I think people like this too.
It's probably why the puppies trashed this boat. They were so freaking upset because we were like upstaging them, you know.
You think there's any beer left on this boat?
Yeah, let's.
I digested breakfast.
Another thing you notice about this boat, in addition to it sort of gently bobbing on the current, you do hear the slosh of gutted kegs and all the beer that has been spilled onto the deck of the boat.
I cover Mac's eyes.
My God. No! No!
Matt, stay with us, Matt.
This is like when Gimli goes back to his city and finds out that it was completely destroyed.
No, I'm sure they fought bravely.
They had like spiked seltzer in the fridge. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Mac is going to do a tasteful little giddy up on the hippogriff. I do not want to abuse this animal. Just a little with both feet, and then charge towards the microbrews cruise.
Okay, so as you your hippophin, and you guys get closer, seeing this familiar vessel, although admittedly it's in a different state, it triggers a memory from last night. So as the present moment fades, the four of you and Carl find yourself aboard the microbrews cruise last night. So the four of you are aboard this ship for some good beer, some nice sunset bay views. I'll tell you what the boat looked like when you were on it. It was decorated like a sort of tasting room in a winery. There's kegs and barrels with tasteful tablecloths draped over them, a chalkboard on which rotating taps are written in pretentious cursive, and strings of hops, which are used to brew beer, are hung around like streamers. The wheelhouse that we talked about already with the sort of glass enclosure is no longer broken, and instead a gnomish woman in suspenders and a captain's hat steers the vessel next to a glass tube filled with steam. On the deck with you is actually standing the beer sommelier. It's a small halfling woman with glasses on the bridge of her nose and a cardigan draped over her shoulders. Her hair looks as if it's spent every night of her life in curlers, and on her shoulders sleeps what you know to be an alehouse drake, snoring in sort of a little wheezing sound. So that's where you all are, the four of you and Carl. Although Carl, you know, isn't drinking because, as I said, he's finishing up a round of keto. You know, he's like really trying to maximize the gains before he goes into full summer mode. So he's kind of like texting in the corner.
First things first, I'm going to go ahead and try and feed some beer to the alehouse drake.
Okay.
First things, right?
It's sleeping, I want to warn you.
I feel okay. Like Mac is in the middle of talking to the sommelier, like both trying to learn about the beers, but also just trying to get an in on, like, how did you get this gig? How do you become okay. a beer sommelier? So as Hungry Dave, like, comes up, I'm just, like, slapping him to stop doing whatever he's doing.
Okay, so you're talking, her name is Ethel Grain Squeeze, and she's a little halfling woman. Yeah, how did I get this gig? Honestly, I just know a lot about beer. I mean, it's been a passion of mine for a little bit. I'm truly by trade, I'm a Circle of Stars druid. I'm not sure if you've heard of them, but these days I mostly use my navigational skills to help guide others as they navigate the sort of texture, mouth feel, bouquet of various ales.
I kind of do that like as like an amateur thing, like uh-huh. not to throw him under the bus, but my boy Tread is super into hard seltzers. And
Tread is actually at the front of the boat on the prow, legs dangled off, plucking his guitar, looking really.
Oh, is he the one self-isolating in a really dramatic way?
Yeah, he does that from time to time.
I hope no one takes a picture.
Mavris is so far away from Tread. I feel like Mavris is like had some of the different variations of beers and now is just like self-serving the wateriest beer they have.
Okay, so I mean the wateriest beer that we have, so as you see we have a rotating collection of kegs and whatnot. Right now we have a Fey IPA that's not very watery. It's got sort of notes of sunflower and honey. We've got a Bronze Beard red ale that's straight from Iron Deep. It's caramelized with sulfuric undertones. We have a Mind Flayer malt, and I know that's from the Astral Keep. I know a lot of malts are usually low alcohol content because there's a minimal fermentation, but this one will actually really fuck you up a lot. And then we've got a Glateron peanut butter stout, and a Gemini rye ale, and of course, you know what you might actually like? We've got a brew from Mumford and Children's Brewery. It's a sour.
Interesting. It's funny that you would say that.
Why?
Well, I'm actually Max, son of Mumford. Yeah. So, you know, they're kind of a chain thing.
Yeah, no, they are a chain. This is actually a small batch. That's why I got it. Usually I don't really go for the larger, but this is a small batch sour.
And you said something about a Gemini. I don't know if I've ever heard of that one.
Yeah, it's from Gladeholm. It's a kind of polarizing one, I'll be honest. Some people like it, some people don't. It's got sort of notes of pumpernickel to it.
Right on. Mavris is pouring some Mind Flayer.
Okay, I mean, it's definitely not the most watery. That one will fuck you up.
Okay, it's a trade-off I'm willing to make. Okay.
Yeah, I'm also going to have the one that'll fuck me up, but then I'll also try some of this Gemini just to see kind of what it's all about. Because, again, my parents own a brewery.
Yeah.
So if you thought that was cool.
I do think that's very cool. I mean, have you been drinking beer since you were a child?
Yeah, pretty much since I was 7 or 8.
Wow.
Jesus.
Look at that. 7 or 8, you started. What? You must have a very advanced palate.
Mac is speechless, just so absolutely red-faced. Yeah.
I'm just pushing a shot glass at the lips of this Drake. Wake up, buddy.
He starts doing a little snoring wheeze, and I guess...
Got your sippies, buddy.
Give me a persuasion check or something.
Okay, cool. That's a 19.
Okay, all right. I did not expect this to work, but sure. This little Drake that was curled up right above the brooch on her cardigan says, what do you want?
You just look thirsty. You just look a little thirsty. And they serve all the beer in these tiny little shot glasses, and they're like too small for me, but they look like the perfect size for you.
Oh, this is true. Thank you so much. He takes the little cup from you, and then he touches you.
Whoa.
Does a 20 hit you?
It does.
All right. This little guy casts discombobulating touch on you. You have now a +3 to dexterity based skill checks and melee attacks, but it also induces confusion.
Whoa.
Hungry Dave, you need to slow down, man.
Dave instantly starts walking off the boat.
Oh my God.
Hungry
Dave. Get him.
Dave.
Dread, that's why you're there.
Let me off. Let me off.
Don't. I'm trying to be noticed, man. Come on.
I think Mavris will go check out the captain's little pod. Okay. See what's going on over there.
Okay. Usually I would not let someone back there without supervision.
What's up? What's up?
Being as it is a boat and an amateur person could pilot it into the mist or something like that. So I'm going to lead you back there. Ethel will join you.
Oh,
yeah. This is the wheelhouse. Feel free to look around.
So, like, I don't know. What can this bad boy do? I mean...
Well, this is actually steam powered. So if you see that sort of glass tube right there, it's filled. Mavris, you look closer. That glass tube isn't filled with steam. It's still filled with steam mephits. So it's like a glass tube filled with these little steam creatures who are casting cones of steam, which then powers a piston that then moves the paddle wheels on either side of it.
Wow. Little dudes in there.
And then the little gnome is just sort of steering it.
Can I just try to talk to the gnome, the captain? Is it cool if I talk to the are there rules against this? Like, I feel like you're like kind of following me. I wasn't sure. I didn't know it would be that big of a deal.
You know, I gotta be honest. This is sort of like if you went on an airplane and just walked into the cockpit. So, you know, I think that
what's wrong with that?
yeah, but you could talk to the gnome if you want. Hello.
Have you ever, what's the fastest you've gone with this?
This vehicle goes 3 miles per hour.
That's the fastest? Oh, never mind.
Hey, Mavris, let's not try to punch it too hard. Some of us are balancing in the prow trying to look pensive, so.
Okay, all right, I'll back off. No need to punch it super hard. Mavris is gonna see if there's anything he can throw into the paddle wheel just because it probably would be cool. Just like a little rock or something.
I guess
to see what
give
happened.
Me an investigation check.
Did Mavris destroy this boat?
I don't know, maybe.
I got a 3.
Here's what you find, Mavris. You find a swan feather, and that's all.
I guess he picks it up and just investigates the swan feather first just to see if there's anything.
Okay, give me an investigation check.
Maybe there were tandem swan boats.
It's a 12.
Looking at this, it's a magical feather. You know that.
Hmm. Okay. This is cool. I'm going to stick it behind my ear.
Whoa, Mavris, cool feather.
What, this?
Dave is outside the window in front of the boat. Nice feather.
I turn from the prow of the boat. I'm like, holy shit, should we all get feathers?
We didn't all get feathers. I found a feather.
Oh,
we could be the feather crew.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think since you're being so obvious about the feather, Ethel is going to politely say, I'm so sorry. That feather, it's maybe not yours. Did you find that in the sort of wheelhouse, I'm assuming?
Yeah, what's wrong with looking in the wheelhouse for stuff and finding a feather?
Right. I'm going to say this as politely as I possibly can. Return the feather to the wheelhouse.
all right. Wow.
Mavris, please.
I'm just trying to just like mix it up a little bit on this boat, and I'm getting shut down hard everywhere. No one's on my side, and I put the feather back.
I mean, honestly, there's so much to do on this boat, but walking in and talking to the captain of the boat and stealing something from them is actually not part of what you get when you pay for a ticket on the Micro Bruce cruise.
Okay, sure.
Jealous.
All I'm saying, if I'm in a room with a loose feather, probably not mine.
Ethel wants to respond to this, but then she sees something and actually gets very excited. Oh, my. Oh, everyone looks starboard. It's a merfolk.
I'm going to roll to see if Dave knows which way starboard is. Trade.
Tread looks to the left.
Dave absolutely looks
okay.
left.
Okay, Dave looks port side. Anyone Whoa. Who does look starboard, you see a rock with a sleeping merfolk on it. Don't picture like Little Mermaid. This is not some cutesy mermaid. It's much more of like an intelligent fish. It's kind of slimy, scaly, but with like muscular arms and long, wild hair that looks like it's been tangled by the tide.
Whoa, that dude is absolutely yoked.
I think it's magically cloaked, y'all. I don't see anything. Must be magically cloaked.
Is this dude more yoked than Carl?
Absolutely, yeah.
Whoa.
Holy shit. I've never seen anything like it.
And I really have barely seen them myself. That's incredible.
How close are we to it? Is it like...
Should we yell to him?
You're probably like 60 feet. I think Ethel will probably say, I wouldn't encourage you to yell to the merfolk because right. there's sort of a contentious relationship between the merfolk stopped coming around for a reason. So I think we should give them their peace.
Tread starts playing just like a really epic, like palm muted riff. It's like muted, but it's like really cool. It's like slowly building up.
The merfolk smiles in their slumber.
Ooh.
Can I just do like a perception or an insight check?
Go for it.
Yeah, I would like to do, since I'm at the prow of the boat, I'll look out into the ocean, but I'm also very, very conscious of anyone looking at me.
I got a 25 insight check.
Whoa.
What's up with Carl?
Carl seems fine. It looks like he's just flirting with someone on his phone. So you gave me a 25 perception. I'll say that you can see that he's texting back and forth with someone, and you'll see the name that he's texting with is the girl's name is Infinity, but with an I at the end instead of a Y.
Like the pool.
That's a hot name.
Wow. Carlos. Absolutely doing work.
Can we say that Dave is looking for a foosball table?
Yeah. Okay.
So investigation?
Investigation, yeah.
That's a nat 20.
Whoa.
Fuck it, dude. You find a foosball table. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know why we have this on here because the rocking of the waves would really, really interfere with...
No, that just adds a challenge, honestly.
Wow, you already scored. The ball just flew to the other
yeah,
side.
It's yes. almost like the tide just anyone. Plays against itself. Yeah.
That's beautiful, honestly. That's like poetry, if
Could
you ask
we do
me.
Like... Could we, I don't know, have a toast to the best night of our lives?
Nothing is going to go wrong.
Absolutely.
I can't imagine one You're thing here. That could possibly not work out tonight.
Absolutely. Everyone pour themselves a drink of whichever one they want.
I send Trent a picture of him on the front of the boat. It seems like you were wanting this for a while.
Finally. I get Mavericks' text. I'm like, finally, I really had to piss. And I walk back to the bathroom.
And then if you guys want to do a toast, we can finish on that.
Yeah, let's toast and play some foosball.
yeah.
Tall ships, small ships, ships that sail at sea, but the best ships are friendships because that's you and me.
Hell yeah!
That goes, hell yeah.
My boy's a genius! Yeah.
It's too earnest, and Mavericks has to nut tap.
Oh, dude! Ah.
That was beautiful.
That was awesome, but also...
Guess a couple people write lyrics in this crew.
What does everyone pour into their tiny glass to toast with?
Definitely the Gladeholm Gemini.
Okay.
Mavericks does a like fountain drink suicide
thing. Oh, no. Mavericks vomits over the side.
You do a little bit of everything?
Yeah.
Whatever the spiked seltzerious thing is.
Mac is so embarrassed of his friends.
There is no spiked seltzer on here, but this microbrews cruise is like very understanding if you want to bring on your own booze.
Cool. I brought on a six pack of Max Hard Lemonade that is not Max, but it's just like, I like it because it has Max's name. It's
okay.
it's like you brewed them yourself, dude.
Please, this is the worst thing you could do to me, man.
The perfect thing for you to like try to like make him be okay with seltzer is like, it's your name.
Yeah, I guess that's cute, so I can't be mad at you, but I'm pissed.
Ethel's curious. She said, can I try one of these? I drink a lot of beer, but I really haven't tried a lot of the new alcohol trends. Can I have one?
I take a knee in front of her and I hold it up like I'm icing her. Now you actually have to drink it.
Okay, great. She takes it. She got a raw 16. She fucking chugs it. You can tell. Whoa. Ethel had some fucking party days in Hill Home.
Damn. You want another?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. She burps. Yeah, I'll have another. And then what do you want, Hungry Dave?
Hungry Dave is going to take a Fey IPA, a Mind Flayer malt, a Galateron peanut butter stout, and a Gemini rye, and put them all on one of those tasting paddle flights. And then he's going to put the entire paddle in his mouth and crunch down on it.
Okay.
Hungry Dave is my least embarrassing friend.
So you all cheers. It's this great moment. Like, all the froth and foam is going everywhere. You guys are having the best night of your lives. Carl's texting with some girl named Infinity. And with that, the memory fades and you return to the quivering bodies of your hippophins as you approach the now wrecked and abandoned-looking microbrews cruise. There is no sign of the gnomish captain in the cracked window of the wheelhouse. Again, you hear the sloshing of all this good beer, wrecked, all like making a slurry on the deck of the boat.
No.
Give me a perception check, because there is something that you're gonna want to notice.
I'm gonna self-impose disadvantage, if that's okay, because I feel like Mac is just looking on in absolute horror and is just about to run onto the boat and is gonna need to be stopped.
That's a 19 for my perception.
I just rolled two twos. Shout out to the two crew.
Incredible.
10.
I got a 6, so I imagine I am holding Mac back.
Okay, the three of you who are sharing a hippophin, obviously you're just taking turns falling into the water, so you don't see anything. Tread alone on your hippophin.
A lot of room on here, by the way.
Your shins are just so sharp.
You see, actually, on the boat, an inky specter, sort of looking like a condensed fog, hovering as if pacing, and it's got black tendrils that come from the bottom of it, almost like a jellyfish or something.
Okay, there's a ghost jellyfish on there, guys. This ship is haunted.
And you do hear a faint staticky whispering that's like...
Mavris is going to swim over to Tread's hippophin because everyone else is being too pushy on the... like, they're, like, jostling it around too much. Wait, so a jellyfish? There's a jellyfish ghost?
I'm pretty sure it's a haunted jellyfish ghost that's taken over the boat, and it sounds like they... I don't know. There's staticky whispers, so I say we go back and fight the pack drake. All right?
We're already in the mist, dude. We can't turn back.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Fine. Let's.
This will not stand. I'm not gonna let some weird jellyfish ghost take all our beer. This is wrong. And Mac is going to pull out his holy symbol, which is, of course, his necklace with a bottle opener on it. And he's going to use Turn Undead.
Ooh.
Wait, how close do you have to be for?
Okay, so it's got to be within 30 feet. So Mac is horrified by all of this. Mac is going to ride right up to the boat. Mac is going to try to defend the beer.
Okay.
And say, away, jellyfish!
Mac's absolutely sending it right now.
And I rolled a 15. It does a 20 save.
Yes.
Okay, so you hold out your holy symbol.
Step away from the bruise. This was a place where people could come together and taste hoppy beers and just generally get a taste for beers from all over. It was a dream and you've turned it into a nightmare.
Oh, nice, dude. They're really pissed off now. Great work.
Yeah. You could bring your own, too. You were allowed to bring your own spiked lemonade.
It's not part of it.
It was perfect.
We will give you all of our hard seltzers if you'll go away.
What?
So I think because he specifically said I'll get within 30 feet and took the lead, only Mac and Hungry Dave will be affected by this. So
cool.
This swirling mass of curly, tendrilled, inky fog looks at your holy symbol, aka leather choker with a beer bottle opener, throws its head back as if to laugh, and it lets out a howling babble. Both Mac and Hungry Dave, since you're within 30 feet, give me a DC 14 wisdom saving throw.
19.
That's a nat one.
No.
Oh, no.
The boys are having a bad day.
I want to reroll. I'm a halfling now. I'm a halfling again.
Oh, no.
I turn to Mac and I say, I think it's working, dude.
Oh, no. Dave.
Hungry Dave, you take 14 psychic damage and you're stunned until the end of its next turn.
Whoa.
On a successful save, you take half damage. So, Mac, you still take 7 damage. And at this point, now everyone roll initiative.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That's a 17 for my initiative.
14 for Mavris.
10.
17. Dirty 20 for Hungry Dave.
Oh, this is so fucked up. Okay, so Hungry Dave goes first, but is stunned.
Do I get a chance to break out of it? How does stun work?
I think it's until the thing's next turn is the way this ability worked.
However, its next turn is next.
Okay.
So, 3 creatures it can see within 60 feet, which I'm going to say that means all 3 of you except for Hungry Dave, must make a DC 14 wisdom saving throw.
Oh, boy. Okay, 19.
I got a 13.
13?
7.
7?
Oh, the back is okay.
So
Mac
sad.
Everything
Okay, so now Tread and Mavris, you must each use your reaction to make a melee weapon attack against each other.
Oh my god!
No.
Boys, stay together! Stay together,
He's
boys.
Trying to get my fucking glasses!
No,
I have them for
not.
Another 55 minutes,
guys,
fuck!
I forgot we also got glasses for Coral. We could just do Mavris, you could have Coral's glasses. Don't attack Tread.
I have to. So just take the attack right now?
Yeah, it's a melee weapon attack.
Fuck.
Don't use a spell or anything.
I rolled a 19.
That definitely hits Tread. And I rolled I only rolled a 12.
Does 12 hit Mavris?
No, it does not.
Okay, there we go. Tread whiffs on Mavris, but Mavris is going after those glasses.
Yeah, Mavris just... absolutely just slams his staff into the glass.
Fuck! My forehead!
Oh, god damn it. I rolled a 6 on a d6. So 7 damage.
Okay, so Treddy takes 7 damage. Jesus. And also, because you both failed, that you also each take... Oh, god. I rolled an 8 on a d8. And you also both take 11 psychic damage.
Oh my god. Brutal.
We're fucking dead.
Did the glasses survive, though?
Give me a luck check.
Oh, no.
14.
14? Okay. Mavris, smacks Tread with his staff, and for a second, they slide down the bridge of Tread's nose, but are saved by the very tip of his nose.
He almost broke my fucking schnoz, dude.
Luckily, I mostly hit his nose.
Okay. And now you are no longer stunned, Hungry Dave.
Yes!
Tread, that's your turn.
2 can play at this game. I sing, pitter-patter. My tears hit the floor in a thunderous clatter. Why does it hurt? Does it even matter? It makes me want to scream. Want to scream and shatter. And I cast Shatter.
Nice.
It is one of your songs.
Yeah. I cast Shatter on this thing, so... each creature in a 10-foot radius centered on a point must take a constitution saving throw and take 3d8 thunder damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful one.
I'm going to tell you that it does have resistance to thunder damage.
Damn.
Because it's sort of incorporeal. Mm-hmm, but it does a constitution save?
Yes.
Does a 12 save?
No.
Yes.
Okay, so roll your damage and it will still take half.
Watch out for the foosball table, though.
The foosball table is actually broken in half.
What?
All of the little foosball men and women are just floating around in the beer.
That is 13 damage.
This is a tragedy on all angles.
A tragedy. I can use that.
Next up is Mavericks.
You know what? I don't like this dude's attitude, and I don't like how he's coming after our boys like this. So I'm just going to absolutely come in there and wreck shit. And I'm going to cast Scorching Ray on it.
Okay.
So that's three beams. Each one, it's a spell attack. Each one does 2d6
nice.
On a hit Ooh. Of fire damage.
Okay.
First one's a 20.
Hits.
Second one is a 16.
Hits.
Third one is another 20.
Hits.
Not nat. Nice. So all three hits, so that's 6d6.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
So that's 19 damage.
Okay, you...
Of fire damage.
You unleash a bunch of fiery rays at this... foggy creature. They sizzle at it, and it recoils with a sort of staticky whisper.
Just like I'm at the accuracy of this moment. are you seeing this, Hungry Dave?
That was incredible. Guess that guy wishes he brought some sunscreen.
Quit starting static here, huh? Why are you what are you trying to say to us? You talking shit?
Actually, it is your turn, Mac, if you want to do some kind of insight check or whatever.
Yeah, first I ask if it's talking shit. What are you trying to say?
It is not a creature you can engage with intellectually.
I got a 17 insight.
You put together, now that, you know, Tread has pointed out this creature, you tried to turn it, you're much closer to it now. You see that the form of this sort of foggy little inky tendril jellyfish-like, it forms an imperfect little halfling body.
Oh, wait a second.
Ethel?
Ethel?
Wait, what?
That's the beer lady.
Okay. No, what? No. Okay. I knew her.
Yeah,
I fucking drank this is a big lemonade with her.
This is a big no. This is a big no for me.
She told me to put a feather back.
This is so fucked up.
This is fucked up.
She had a cool pet.
This is not okay.
With that insight though, Mac, it doesn't feel like, I can redeem her.
It's not like her body or something. It's like some weird shadowy thing. Weird.
Yeah.
Okay. First things first, I am a cleric, so I'm going to heal people instead of getting them in trouble. So who's the most hurt out of all of you?
I'm pretty fucked up, but only because fucking Mavericks punched me in the schnoz.
I didn't mean to do that. I
yes, you did.
Maybe if someone gave me sunglasses earlier, I wouldn't have gone for it.
They're just like face armor.
We have Carl's
sunglasses.
It's
kind of an awesome turn, Mavericks, that you smacked Tread with your staff and then shot fire.
I'm absolutely crushing everyone around me.
Great. I'm going to go ahead and cast, I'll just do a first level cure wounds because I'm feeling this is going to be a long day. I'm going to cast a first level cure wounds on my boy Tread.
Thanks, dude.
Feed him a little bit of the blessed brew. That is a big...
You have to drink it, man.
Oh, it's so fucking hoppy.
7 HP.
Nice.
Anything
undoes
else?
Undoes my strike to the face.
Yeah, God. Nope, that's all I can do. I guess I'll we're like kind of on the boat at this point, right? We're like on the
deck. You can do like a dex check to get on the boat.
Sweet. Yeah, I guess I'll get on the boat cuz why not? 18.
You hop on the boat. And you're standing sort of with all this water sloshing around. And now that you're on the boat, someone else is going to join initiative.
What?
What?
Don't worry, I think it's Carl. We're good.
Carl!
Carl!
Help!
Carl, what you've missed. We had a pretty crazy night.
Okay, and now that is Hungry Dave. Hungry Dave, you are no longer stunned.
I'm unstunned and I'm not having fun. Dave is freaking pissed. So he's going to charge up one of his discs and just blast it right at this jellyfish.
Okay.
See if you like this. I'm going to sting you back.
Are you going to get on the boat to do this, or are you staying on the Hippophen?
I'm going to jump into the air off the Hippophen and do like a fadeaway shot with my disc at the at the jellyfish.
Hell yeah. Epic.
Maybe don't go in the water so much, man.
Shout out to the two crew.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
So you throw this disc and it just goes straight through this spectre.
Fuck! Did it hit?
Reminds me of like when people are doing like pool tricks where they like, you throw it to me and I'll slam dunk it in the little.
And I didn't see where it went because I jumped off the hippophane and fell into the water. So I popped out.
Did you fall
under
into the water?
Yeah, I was jumping off the hippophane and doing a fadeaway shot. And now I'm in the water.
Give me 1d6 plus 5 to find out how many feet underwater you go.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Belly flop, dude.
It's 3 plus 5, 8. I go 8 feet under the water.
Okay, cool.
I am going to second wind as my bonus action, too.
Great. So under the water, you gargle a bunch of seawater, and it makes, I guess it heals you?
I take a handful of pocket browns, and I mix it with the seawater to create, like, a briny
salty
potato hash.
Underwater?
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Mint Mobile. It's spring cleaning. We're getting rid of the things that don't serve us anymore, and you know what doesn't serve anyone? Expensive phone bills. If you'd like to declutter your finances, it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/pawpaw. That's mintmobile.com/pawpaw. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/PAWPAW. $45 upfront payment minimum required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Goodbye, sweeties.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want, and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, next up is this creature. They're going to do another Whisper of Madness. They, everyone give me a DC 14 wisdom save.
Everyone?
Passed. 25.
Just 3 people. So I'm going to say Mac, even though it's inefficient, Mav, and Tread.
I got a natural 1.
I rolled a 17.
So Tread, you take 10 psychic damage.
Oh my god, Mac healed me.
And you have to use your reaction to attack Mavericks again.
Oh my god. Tread, calm down, dude.
Gladly. You cracked me in the face for no reason, man.
Get over it, dude.
Don't worry, I rolled another nat 1.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay, that is Tread's turn.
I think I'll just try to hit this thing with my sword.
Okay, so just give me like a dex check just to see if you get on the boat.
15 for my dex check.
Perfect. You're on. You hop on and you're going after this thing with your sword.
That is a 19 to hit.
That hits.
Hell yeah.
So this little emo kid who you've mostly seen recite poetry whips out a sword.
Fuck this. I'm pissed.
Oh, Tread, calm down, man.
Yeah, I brought a fucking sword to the beach. Dude, I didn't think I was going to have to use it.
He used to fence in high school.
But I'm going to stab this fucking ghost.
It's so easy to make Tread sad, but you never want to make him mad.
I'm emotional. Emo music can be mad also. Wow. That's 10 damage.
Wow.
All right. They again recoil with a staticky whisper. And next up is Mavris.
Okay, can I make a dex check to get on the boat?
Absolutely.
Hungry Dave just underwater. I hope Dave comes back up.
Whoa, there's so many cool fish down here.
I rolled a 10.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. You're going to be fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's easy. It's a small boat.
And then can I make a check to see if I see anything, like a perception check?
Absolutely, yeah.
Roll an 8.
You would see in the corner, there's like some trembling, like almost like tablecloth that looks like it's trembling. And you hear little whimpers coming from it.
Can I do an object interaction and pull the sheet off of it?
Yeah, you can. You pull this tablecloth off and a quivering, scared ale drake that you met last night is there. What do you want?
Do you remember me? My buddy gave you a little tiny beer when you were asleep.
Ah, yes, the sleep beer. He was very nice to me.
Listen, little dude, we're going to get you out of here.
Okay, thank you so much.
What's your name?
Stiegel.
Stiegel?
Stiegel.
All right, Stiegel. Stick with us, dude. I think I'm just going to firebolt the thing.
Okay.
Like 24.
Yeah, that hits. Hit.
Nice.
7 damage.
Nice.
All right. Once again, this strange incorporeal specter sizzles from your fire. And now you will see that very fancy, ornate keg of Glade Home rye sprouts little arms and spews beer all over all of you. Everyone who's on the ship, give me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, no.
Gross. This thing just yacked on me.
It's beer. It's like my weird dreams. 18.
I also got an 18.
17.
You all fucking pass, and that is
nice. Yes. This is awesome. That is thanks. Huge. Sick. Thanks, little cake.
Party.
Party.
I still take damage.
You'll take half damage. You'll each take 5 poison damage.
Yikes.
But you are not, because you passed, you are not poisoned, which is huge.
Shit, the beer skunked.
Oh, don't drink it.
It's just been in the heat all day for sure.
Dude,
skunked.
It tastes like
classic
soap.
Skunking.
Now that is Mac.
Sweet. I'm going to take a cue from Tread and just grab my leather satchel with like a little Etsy man kit that has like a little mace in it. And then I'm just going to run with a legit ass mace and just swing it at this thing's head.
It's like a little groomsman gift mace.
Yeah. I got it when one of my boys got married.
We went mace throwing.
Baby, I'm rolling good. That is a 22 to hit.
That hits.
And that is 5 damage.
All right.
And then I'm going to use bonus action healing word on Tread again.
Need it.
Just boys watching out for their boys. You love to see it.
Oh, that's a 4, baby. That's 8.
Thanks, dude.
And next up is Hungry Dave. Hungry Dave, you're 8 feet underwater.
Cool. Dave, feel free to get out of the fucking water, man.
Oh, man. There's so many cool fish down here. I wish my bros could see these cool fish.
I'm going to make a dex check to see if I don't sink. Ooh, 19.
Yeah. Woo. All right, Hungry Dave, you're just like this buff dragonborn. Swimming in heavy armor is fucking nothing to you. You do it all the time. That's how you do laps.
I was on the swim team every year. I was the king of the turtle dragon stroke. I fucking know what I'm doing, okay?
Yeah, I swim full speed up to the boat. Can I make a check to get on the boat?
Absolutely.
That's going to be a 9.
A 9? I mean, you don't fail. You clutch onto the side of the boat. Okay. But you don't fully get over the side.
He's so good at swimming, but climbing just looks really hard.
Climbing into a boat is no joke.
Yeah,
it's very difficult.
This ledge is really tall. These
says
pontoons.
Mavericks, who just effortlessly did it.
I wore myself out.
Then I'm going to try and hit them with another disc.
Okay.
There we go. That's a dirty 20.
That hits.
And I'm going to try and do a bursting arrow so I can hit the keg and the specter. Are they close enough together?
Nice.
Yeah, everyone's clustered together, yeah.
So all creatures within 10 feet. Oh, it's just automatic, I think. 2d6 force damage.
Okay, so I think that because because everyone, except for Mavris could potentially be 10 feet away, but Mac and Tread will take that force damage.
You just see my clawed hand reach up over the side of the boat and I scream, four! And then this blazing disc.
Wait, what?
Hungry Dave? Just flies towards this jellyfish. So that's just going to be 15 damage total.
Okay.
And only 2 force damage to everyone.
Oh, good. Okay.
Hungry Dave, finish this.
Yes!
Yes,
dude.
I look it in its eyes and I say, this is for the foosball table, you monster. And I trigger the evocation of the force damage to finish it off. So you see the disc like spins into its neck and it's like spinning, trying to like sever it, and then it just explodes.
Okay, as your disc explodes in this little specter, you know, all this sort of like bad energy accumulating disperses and you hear one final last heaving whisper.
If you take a left, you will get left. The right way is the center.
Damn, that was haunting.
Fuck. And you are still in initiative because there is still this keg.
Oh, yeah.
So that is now Tread's turn.
Guys, left is starboard, by the way. I learned that earlier.
That's incorrect.
Okay, you're skunked, little buddy. You gotta get pierced. And you gotta get drained. That's right. I brought a fucking sword on vacation.
Should I bring a weapon?
That's a 15.
A 15? That hits.
Me and Tread were in the same wedding party, and we got cool personalized weapons.
Is that a saber for champagne?
The champ saber. I remember that's playing with that last night. It was so dangerous.
That's 11 damage.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, I remember that wedding. I got a do not save the date for that. Just do not come.
Yeah, Dave, you ate their cake during one of the tastings.
Next up is Mavris.
Do I notice if it's a medium or smaller creature?
It's a medium creature.
Okay.
And it's about like 225 pounds plus the wood.
Sheesh. Okay. Yeah, whatever. I'm going to fucking gust this dude.
Gust him. Gust the cantrip. Skunk.
Gust the skunk. This fucking skunk.
Gust and, the skunk.
Tread, play some Guster.
I can push it 5 feet with that. If it succeeds a strength saving throw, it won't be pushed. Maybe this is a bad idea, but hey, let's go.
I mean, it's not currently neck. It wouldn't. It's not 5 feet away. It's probably like 10 feet away because it was like more closer to the wheelhouse, but you could push it closer.
Do you
want
to hold your turn, Mavris, and I'll wrestle this thing because this is personal. This is beer that has come to attack
you know
people,
what?
And it is skunked.
Mac, this is your fight. I'll hold my turn.
Okay.
Okay, well, the keg golem goes next.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I think that it's going to... try to do a shove attack on Tread. So that's going to be...
What the fuck?
It's going to roll athletics, but you can roll athletics or acrobatics.
Tread, it's jealous of your saber.
It got a 17.
I'm going to roll my lucky dice that I have gotten 3 nat ones today with. Let's see. That's a 13.
Oh.
Okay.
A little better.
So this keg shoves Tread off of the boat.
No!
And you land in the water. Okay, roll me 2d6 to find out how far underwater you go.
Whoa. Ooh, shout out to the 2-2 crews.
Good.
But that's perfect. So you only go 9 feet underwater. If you go 10 feet underwater, you are alert the presence of this deep sea creature. But Tread, you're so light.
And I'm holding a guitar and that floats pretty yeah. Well. It's like a life jacket.
The buoyancy of your guitar sort of helps you float. And then that is Mac.
Dude, you just pushed my boy.
And
can I go before you?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm just gassed up. I'm going to enhance your abilities.
Oh my god.
Give you bull strength. So that means that your target has advantage on strength checks and his or her carrying capacity doubles.
Sweet.
Normally, the shove attack only moves people 5 feet.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you're gassed up with enhanced ability and you can carry extra weight, I'll let you try to just throw this dude off.
Sweet. I'm gonna try to Donkey Kong style.
You push my fucking boy.
You have advantage on strength checks.
Yeah.
Great. I'll go ahead and make. It says to make a contested athletics check.
Okay, I'll tell you right now, he rolled a 5 plus 3, 8. You have to beat an 8.
Even with advantage, I got an 11. Still good enough.
All right.
Jized.
With Mavericks' enhanced ability, I'm going to say that you get so, like, your carrying capacity is doubled. You feel stronger than you've ever felt. Little dwarven Mac lifts up this elven keg and just tosses it overboard, and I'm gonna say this thing doesn't have really a fucking swim speed. Let me on its turn, I'll roll to see if it can try. It is not dexterous.
Call
at
the
all.
Methods.
It's gonna be
call the methods. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Difficult. Yeah. Okay, so next up is Hungry Dave.
I'm going to climb up onto the deck and then run over to where I saw Tread fly off and try and launch a disc at the keg to make sure the Tread is safe.
Great.
That's another natural one, my friends.
Oh, no.
The rolls.
Hungry Dave, you run, you lose a disc into the water.
No! Oh, that one was signed.
Next up is Tread. Tread, you're in the fucking water. You're 9 feet deep.
Okay, I'm going to try to swim up, step off the barrel maybe, and jump back onto the boat.
Just give me a dexterity check or athletics check.
I don't think I was able to do it. I rolled an 8.
That's not going to do it.
Oh, no.
Tread, just drop the sword. Drop the sword.
Broke my nose, okay? Mavericks broke my freaking nose.
You can't breathe.
That was so long ago.
I have a deviated septum, okay?
Dude, where are the sunglasses?
Oh, no!
No!
Give me a luck check or you'll lose the Matrix sunglasses.
I lost them.
No!
Natalie, what did you get? Tell me what you got in the luck check.
I rolled a 3.
You rolled a 3? Okay, so not only did you lose them, but they floated off of your face and onto the keg golem. So
no!
What a mother.
Fiend! You're a monster! So cool. You ruined my summer!
And Mavericks, it's your turn.
Okay, Mavericks is going to use a sorcery point to make to use quicken spell to mage hand the sunglasses back and then use the other cantrip
I mean
fireball.
Absolutely, that 100% works.
Yes, please. And then use firebolt on the keg.
Okay.
Ooh boy, that's only a 13. Does that hit?
It does.
Okay.
Nice.
It's a d10. Okay, that was a 6.
A 6, okay.
And then can I just, like, hold my staff out to try to, like, help?
Hit Tread in the face?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Tread, you're so underwater.
He doesn't trust the stick anymore, man. And we could reason.
Tread swims desperately away from the staff.
Tread, I don't know.
You guys need to sidebar.
Mac is still so strong to having that conversation.
I do have new sidebar mechanics since you guys sidebars.
Oh my god,
beautiful. So much.
Tread, it's just you're holding a guitar and a sword. I think it's going to make it hard for you to swim.
Okay, so Mavericks, great turn. You got the sunglasses back and firebolted this keg. It's now the keg golem's turn. Fuck this. This guy's staying in the water. He's staying in the water. He's just going to fucking slam Tread and try and...
Tread!
Tread, no!
Leave our
you
boy alone!
You sunglasses thief! You're just as bad as Mavericks.
I have wet sunglasses on. I can't see anything.
Does a 14 hit, Tread?
Yes. Yes, it does.
The keg golem smacks you for 6 bludgeoning damage.
I am so near being knocked out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the cake golem is like, fuck it. I'm just going to go after this low-hanging fruit and try and knock him out underwater. And that's Mac's turn.
Okay, sweet. I'm going to go ahead using my awesome strength that Mavris gave me. I'm going to lean over the side, and I'm going to grab Tread cliffhanger style. But instead of dropping him, I'm going to attempt to pull him up with my do a curl and pull Tread up onto the boat.
Okay, cool, I'm only gonna let you do this because of the enhance ability. So give me an athletics check or a strength check, whatever.
I got a 15.
A 15? Yeah, I'll let you do it. You do one massive veiny curl of Tread.
Tread is screaming, but out of being impressed.
And Tread thwops to the to the deck of the boat, wet, soaking wet. Actually, Hungry Dave is soaking wet too. And
can I say, and then at the end of my turn, can I try to do, I guess I'll try to do some kind of persuasion check or something. I just want to grab my holy symbol again, which again is a leather choker with a bottle opener on it. And I lift it and I go, I am Mac, son of Mumford, keeper of the Bruise Cruise. Now that it's gotten kind of fucked up and it seems like the company who ran it has probably lost their deposit on this boat. Steam Mephits, please start this shit up.
Give me, instead of a persuasion check, give me an insight check.
Fuck. Yeah, that's never good. That's a 21.
Ooh, 21. Hey. You don't need to coax the Steam Mephits. There's just a button that summons them.
Cool. If anybody else has movement, do that. Steagle, fucking go turn it on, dude.
Next up is technically Hungry Dave. Hungry Dave, Mac has pointed out there's a little ignition next to the wheel, where the key ignition on a car would be.
Awesome, yeah. Can I tell Steagle to run in there and slam the transmission while I blast another shot at the keg?
Yeah, okay, great.
Hey.
Whatever you say.
All right, man. Hey, you need another beer?
Always. Do you want me to touch you and cast confusion on you again?
Actually, no. Super good on that. Thank you. Okay. That was really fun, though. Maybe later. Maybe later, as a lark. That would be rad. But, right now, I gotta focus, okay?
Okay, focus but, I will go take care of, calling the Steam Mephits.
I reach out one of my fingers for him to shake it with his entire hand.
If he touches you, he's gonna cast confusion on you. He has a little
too slow, buddy.
Wow, you're so fast.
Somebody push the fucking button.
Roll your attack.
Max, Steagle's on it, alright, dude? Just calm down.
He's just throwing fucking discs at a keg in the water.
Do you not trust Steagle? What's
he's
with
in the
you,
fucking
man?
Water, dude?
That's going to be a 22 to hit.
Absolutely hits.
6 damage.
Okay. I'll say that Steagle goes on your turn. So Steagle goes, flies over, presses the button. You see in this empty glass tube, 8 Steam Mephits are conjured. And as you see them sort of breathe steam in, you hear the creaking of these paddle wheels as it begins to move.
Steagle, see if you can find a rap rock radio station too.
Okay. Let's see.
Tread is so, he shuts his eyes so fucking sad.
Steagle rolled a 2.
No one wants me to play.
So.
Oh no, it's the chain smokers.
The radio's broken.
Tread.
It's just stuck on that Coldplay Chainsmoker song where he talks about superheroes.
Turn it off. This is Tread's time to shine.
One of my least favorite songs.
Don't need a Spider-Man.
And I guess since your boat's moving now, so you are all out of combat. And you are now on this abandoned microbrews cruise. It's the same one you were on last night, looking very different, though. And now 1 keg less.
Is there any alcohol left? Is there anything that
At your feet, there is alcohol sloshing.
Is there nothing any full drink keg that is still pure? Steagle.
Give me a luck check to see.
One of the biggest luck checks of all time.
7.
4.
Okay. I'm going to say with a 7 and a 4, none of them have any alcohol left in them. Look, there are magical properties to some of these ales, but there are also bad properties to some of these ales. So if you were to drink some of it, you might get something cool and you might get, but you'll also get something bad. Because now it's
Dave
all
is on the ground
together.
Licking it up.
Really? You want to drink it?
Dave does a plank. You guys dare me to drink the deck beer?
No.
I dare you. That is, I dare that you.
It's absolutely epic behavior, Dave. It's exactly what the summer needed.
It's two dares. Will that cheer you up, Tread? You look pretty bummed.
Yeah, two things would cheer me up. If you drank the deck beer and if Mavris gave me my sunglasses back.
Oh, yeah. Mavris? We're, I actually have to check something over here first. Mavris walks away.
He's not even looking at anything.
I gotta find that feather. I want to see if that feather's around.
You want to see the feather? Let's resolve yeah. Hungry Dave drinking this. Here's the thing. You drink up this absolutely baffling concoction of ale, right? It's got notes of sunflower and honey from the Fae IPA. It's also got sulfuric undertones from the Bronze Beard Red Ale. It's also super high alcohol content from the Mind Flayer Malt. It's got the Galateron Peanut Butter Stout. So there's like a little bit of a peanut butter Ritz Bits butteriness to it. And it's got a little bit of the Mumford and Children Sour. Two of these ales are enchanted. So because of the Fae IPA... In the next 8 hours, you can cast Misty Step once.
Whoa!
But you have to give me an intelligence saving throw right now, or your intelligence will be reduced for the next 8 hours from the Mind Flayer Malt.
Intelligence save as I am on the ground slurping beer off the floor.
I mean, Dave, honestly, Dave, you should automatically fail super, for yeah. having drank death beer, but...
I think there's a leaf in here.
Just fully face down.
That is a 12.
12 passes. Okay.
Whoa!
Your intelligence is not reduced.
We're all really happy for you, Dave, for licking the fucking ground.
It was pretty epic, right?
Yeah, you should cast that Misty Step to toss a frisbee to yourself. That would be awesome.
Okay, gang, let's focus up. Hey, Steagle, what the fuck happened?
It was very confusing. The captain is usually very good at his job, but he was distracted and we went into the mist. And then Ethel went in to find out what happened, and there was a commotion on deck. And Ethel came out and I heard her say, "What you say?" And as soon as she said this, her eyes opened so big and... Then her body, it started to disintegrate right before my eyes. And then she became that very scary jellyfish.
This is so fucked up.
And at what point did you go into the mist?
It was in the middle of a tour. There was a bachelorette party. And at some point, I don't know what happened. We have driven with this captain for so long and never had a difficulty. And yet, something happened and we drove into the mist.
Was anyone in the bachelorette party named Infinity?
I did not ask their names. I usually sleep through the doors.
Classic Steagle.
Checks out, yeah.
Where are they?
The bachelorette party?
I don't know. They've all been gone.
All right. First of all, Steagle, you're looking a little dry, bud. I scoop some more alcohol off the ground for
Steagle.
Dude,
if you keep talking about and drinking the fucking deck beer, I'm going to freak out.
Well, you guys are going to have to sidebar, okay?
Public. Why don't you guys sidebar?
You got a sidebar,
right,
man?
Okay, yes, I do want a sidebar. So, Dave, you seem overly concerned about the beer that is spilled on the ground that you're licking up.
Yeah, I just, like, don't want to waste it, man. You taught me that. Like, all beer is good beer, right?
No, that's the opposite of what I taught you. I'm a huge beer snob.
Oh, shit.
And you couldn't have learned
I think
less.
I taught you that.
Yeah, that's
I'm
a fucking
sure
Mavris
I taught you
thing.
That.
All right, yeah, that sounds more like Mavris now that I think about it.
Yeah, so this is all just strange behavior.
Right. I say that as Mavris is putting it into a little flask. Can I look for that feather now?
Okay. So give me investigation or perception or both for the wheelhouse.
I'll give him a help.
Oh, I only got a 14.
Okay. So you walk in and I will tell you the very obvious things that you see, but with a 14, you will also find this swan feather. You walk in and you see what broke the window of the wheelhouse, and it was a trident. There's a trident lodged into the wooden floor of the wheelhouse. You also see a flower crown like the bachelorettes were wearing.
Hmm.
And you find the swan's feather.
Oh, sick. I put the feather back on my head.
I hear your ear.
And then I take off the sunglasses and Tread, you can wear these now. Sorry that you had such a bad experience earlier. And I'm sorry that somehow my staff hit you in the face.
That was actually one of the coolest apologies you ever gave anyone, Mavis. I know that's not easy for you to do.
It really isn't. It really is not in any way for me.
You came dangerously close to admitting fault there, and I fucking respect the hell out of
you. Yeah, somehow the staff hit you in the face. Who's to say what exactly happened?
I think he also just gave you the sunglasses because now he's got a cool feather, so he's just like kind of happy that he got other gear.
I just didn't know how much stuff I could keep on my head.
Yeah, I think he
the feather would definitely interfere.
Yeah, it would clash.
Giving you his like hand me downs.
I look at the glasses and they are also a little bit broken.
The mage hand was clumsy and kind of crushed them a little bit.
They weren't sitting right on my nose. Can I inspect the trident? I don't know if there's anything special about it.
As you inspect it, I start that cool pum you did riff that I did for the merman.
Actually, give me an arcana to inspect the trident.
Ooh, I have a move.
11 is what I got.
11. You see that this is a trident, but it looks as though it's been ornamented by some sort of magical glyphs. There's something more than just a weapon about this. Mavris, you actually do find one more thing.
Cool.
You find a necklace that looks like the necklace that those two high elves were wearing.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
Little sort of Roman numeral Gemini sign.
I put it in my pocket because I'm worried people will be mad because I threw away my necklace.
Great.
What'd you find?
Nothing.
Okay, so we've got missing bachelorette party that was here. We've got this trident. I can do locate object and see if there's anything within 1,000 feet. Should I try to locate something that we saw?
The bride sash.
On the merfolk or the bride sash?
Oh.
Ooh. I saw that with my own eyes when I was fucking crushing it clam dunk.
Should we look for the bachelorette or should we try to find the merfolk, the jacked merfolk?
I think if we find one, we might find the other.
Should I look for his puka shell necklace?
I'm just going to call Carl.
Oh, shit. We haven't even tried calling
Dude,
Carl.
We should have called Carl.
Have we not called him at all?
Do you guys think Carl went on like a rescue mission to like try to save the bachelorette party? Did Carl, when Carl was chatting up somebody at the clam dunk, was she in the bachelorette party?
Yes. Yeah, I think Infinity was part of the bachelorette.
So Infinity is at the bachelorette party. So she might have gone. So Infinity might be in the mist.
Yeah.
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 So wait, he got on a Hippophane with someone else?
Or what did they? He went
they
for
got
a
the
Sea-Doo.
Yeah.
He did not go for animal handling. Like
he and someone else got a Sea-Doo and went into the mist.
Maybe Infinity and Carl were going to rescue the rest of the bachelorette.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I think that's 100% what happened. No other ways. Nothing else it could
be. Sounds like epic. That sounds like epic behavior.
That sounds like epic Carl behavior.
And if,
that's like
if that's what happened, and he didn't tell his boys that that's what was happening, we're gonna have a problem. We are gonna have to sidebar with him.
Sidebar.
It's about communication.
It's really about communication.
Yeah.
In that case, I'll just look for the sash of the bride to be.
Okay.
You can sense the direction of the object's location as long as the object is within 1,000 feet.
Okay.
If the object is in motion, you know the direction of its movement. So I think as we're moving on the boat, the concentration lasts 10 minutes. So I'm acting as just like a homing beacon looking for the bride's sash.
Okay. You get a ping from the bride's sash. You look out over the railing of the boat, and you see in the distance an island. Only one island. Looking out over the entire horizon, you see nothing but this very dark island with some orbs of fluorescent, flickering light around it. And you sense that it may be there, and based on the spell, you do not sense that it is moving.
Hmm.
Okay, so the bachelorette party has turned into an epic island party.
Oh my god, we have to go. We have to get there.
We have to get there.
Well, what do we, I mean, we gotta get there.
I guess we'll steer the boat towards...
You're full speed ahead.
What was that thing that that ghost told us right before it died?
I think it said left is left, right way is center.
I think all beer is good beer is what it said.
Is this island in the center?
The ghost said if you take a left, you will get left. The right way is the center. And cool. And someone give me an arcana check on that whole experience. Maybe you'll learn a little something more.
Nat 20.
Nice. Nat 20? Ooh. All right. Ooh. With a nat 20, you know that what happened to Ethel was she discovered a secret, and it was a secret that was protected by a curse. And that curse, as soon as she heard it, it destroyed her body. But because she was destroyed by knowledge of this secret, she sort of remained as this haunted form.
Yikes.
Okay, so like,
creepy.
Don't learn anything. Nobody learn.
Knowledge is too powerful.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the ping of your locate object tells you that right now the bridesmaid sash is not moving, but that the sash is on that island. However, as you start to sail toward the island, everyone give me a perception check.
Shit.
11.
12.
19.
Oh-ho. 21.
Okay, Mac and Tred especially. As you sail towards the island, you see surrounding it are like, you know, some cool, weird bioluminescent jellies. In the air around it, a few orbs of fluorescent light kind of flicker in and out. But Tred and Mac, you see a seabird with expansive wings, shimmering plumage of stormy grays and violets, gracefully swooping over the island. So everyone sees that, right? But Mac and Tred specifically get a better look, and you see that this bird has the face of a handsome man.
Whoa.
That bird is fucking hot.
You guys see how hot that bird is?
It's like a fucking beautiful chip.
That bird is a smoke show.
Chiseled from granite.
Check out this like fucking Cavill, dude.
It looks like Cavill.
He does, he does look like Henry Cavill. He looks exactly Henry Cavill. And his wings are buff, if that makes sense.
It's pissing me off. It's honestly pissing me off.
I'm fucking jealous of this bird.
Did it wink at you? That fucking hot bird just winked at you.
What's up? I yelled at the bird.
It does not hear you because you're too far away. But everyone give me an arcana, nature, or insight on this bird.
I just want to see what kind of fucking bird this is.
You can also look for that.
15.
I got a 13.
Oh, I got a 22 nature.
Ooh, 22 wow. Nature. Okay, yeah. 22 nature. Hungry Dave, as someone who throws frisbees into the sky, creatures and objects that are airborne, indeed, you have to be more aware of them, right? Because if you're throwing a bee, you need to know what bird you might accidentally hit.
I've seen many of his frisbees be stolen by greedy birds.
Exactly.
It is a tournament hazard. If that happens in tournament play, that's fair game.
So you actually recognize this birdman creature. This is an alkanost. They are harbingers of storm, tornadoes, and hurricanes.
Y'all, It's freaking Alkanost. Knew it.
Oh, shit.
Totally knew it.
The fucking hot-ass bird is a harbinger of storms.
Yeah.
That makes it hot and cool.
And as you sail closer to the island, like as you get closer and closer and closer, you start to feel electricity start to crackle to life in the air around you, and the distant thunder grows nearer and the winds pick up, the water gets choppier, and the closer you get, the more dangerous and unstable and vulnerable your small little vessel feels on this increasingly choppy water. This island is protected by some sort of storm magic.
Cavil's protecting the island.
And that is where we'll end our episode.
Woo, woo, woo.
All right. Can't wait to get to this party island.
Where is the bestie? Oh, bestie to the betrothed. That could be infinity.
Ooh.
Did we consider that? We thought that was the bride.
Is she maid of honor material or just like regular bridesmaid?
Give me an insight.
If Carl would go to the mist for her.
I already got a 4 on my insight.
You got a 4? You don't know. You just really don't know. You Jake's honestly really, don't have I a mean, strong opinion on what maid of honor material
I don't know anything. I can't roll above a 5.
We're all going to get invited to this wedding. That's just going to happen.
We're going to get another destiny. Champagne saber.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Zach, for joining us. Zach, do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
Oh, nothing at the moment. I feel like, listen to this.
Cool, yeah.
Check out NADPOD.
Plug future episodes of this, NADPOD. Of which there will be future ones. And
totally. Scrub back to the beginning and listen again. Thanks, everybody.
I like to just press the 15 seconds back over and over again.
Hear this sentence over and over again if you want.
Caldwell, do you have anything to plug?
I would love to plug our P.O. box. Wow. Speaking of self-plugs, we have a P.O. box and you can send us fun things. 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027. I want to give a big thanks to Michelle Mittens, who sent an Aladdin shirt for Emily, which features a possum Aladdin and a raccoon Jasmine that says, "I can show you some trash." It's very cute.
Wow. I mean, considering Aladdin and Jasmine were my big sexual awakening, this is going to be very confusing.
I cannot wait for you to see it and just get real steamed. Oh, Michelle also sent us some custom mugs with a D20 landing on a 2 that says, "You tried." I've been starting my mornings with some coffee from this mug, and it feels nice to start the morning on failure.
That's fun. I feel like I've only ever seen dice that have 1 or 20 being like something funny.
Well, when you're the 2 crew, you got to start off just a little better than a 1. We also got something from Bob at Gayucrat on Twitter. Bob sent us a custom designed laser engraved fold up dice towers. Wow. And I'm going to show it to you on camera.
Yeah.
A custom Wacom stylus box for me.
Whoa, that's so cool.
It's very
for
cool.
Wacom
it's like a little treasure chest for my Wacom stylus that I used to draw. It's incredible. The dice towers are amazing too. I can't wait for you to see them. They're like laser engraved and painted all of our characters' colors. It's really sweet.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
We also got something from at Paul McGranite on Instagram. Paul sent us a drawing of Papa playing with toy versions of the Band of Boobs that he has pulled from his one big box. It is incredibly cute. And then we got something from Dan F. Dan F. sent us a nice note and some literal tokens of appreciation in the form of our sigils. If you're playing Magic the Gathering or something and you need to show that your character has like summoning sickness or some bullshit, I don't know, but like they're cute little tokens. And also we got an incredibly sweet note from Cal. Cal, thank you so much
thank
for the
you,
kind
Cal.
Words and congratulations on the huge life achievement that you wrote about in your letter. We bend the knee to your courage.
And
that is all. I'll have more shout outs on our next episode. Again, 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027. Woo!
Amazing. Sweet. Jake, do you have anything to plug?
Just listen to the P.O. Box shout out again.
1920 Hillhurst Avenue.
Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I'll plug our Patreon. Patreon.com/NADPOD. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet.
Number 222.
And you can follow us on Twitter at CHMurph is me, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Jake Hurwitz is Jake, at EXford is Emily, and
At Zakoyama, Zakoyama, do you have
anything? That's correct.
Okay, great. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the Youth Nation.
Nailed it.
Ah, it is time to thank our benevolent Council of Elders, Brad D., Jeffrey S., Halder Frostback, Steelbreaker, Matt M., and Jordan DJ, various drakes that Hungry Dave has attempted to feed. Apparently none of them have ever heard the phrase, don't bite the hand that feeds you, because they actually all bit the shit out of Hungry Dave, and it hurt a lot. Cutter W., Jibe G., Zolo Dolo, Dylan B., Schubert the Mushroom, and Danielle the Dastardly Dame. Other patrons of the Microbrews Cruise, however, after an hour of listening to Mac explain the difference between a single and double IPA, they all abandoned ship and swam back to shore. Fair enough. Andrew M., Beardman Dan, Chris R., Scott D., Danny P., and Elena C., a team of trainers and scientists who helped Cavalbird become the first Alconost to have abs. Okay, nice. Mixologist Michael McD., Ryan W., Adam R., and Victor T., Balnor's Boy, Andrew B., treasure hunters who have spent their whole lives searching for the mythical feather that Mavris found after seeing how good it looked on him, though they all gave up their quest. Damn, sorry to hear that. Justin I., TJ M., the Gnome Barbarian, Kaylee E., Elena M., Jacob C., Merfolk executives who heard Trez's incredible ballads, thank you, during the battle in the mist. They penned up a contract for him to sign and everything, but unfortunately, it got super wet and soggy and it fell apart. That's, honestly, that tracks. Treylay the Cray, Faye, Jared E., Christopher B., Austin M.R., and Daniel R., five other people Carl is currently flirting with via text. Whoa, he's not only doubling up on any jokes or memes either, so that chat is getting original Carl material. That is just, man, that's so solid. Jordan L., cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, Gage M., Destin C., and Richard X. Machina, a pack of seagulls who will stop at nothing to steal Hungry Dave's pocket browns. Sleep with one eye open, Dave. Michael L., Kelvin Noodles, Sergio Salazar, Solomon Zacharias de Sessuani, and Tras the Traveler. Oh, but I forget? Eric and Andrea B. No, I did not. I said their names just now. A crew of blacksmiths who moonlight as an emo band. Oh my goodness. They sold Tread his sword in the alley behind a Taking Back Sunday show. Yep. Yep, I can verify that's true. Jory S., Dana G., Calum L., Ryan, Jack L., and Flawless Whale, a group of friends who got way too drunk on the Bruise Cruise and are currently passed out below deck. Here's hoping they wake up before the Bonfrères inevitably crash the boat. Yikes. Temporal, Sam L., Nicholas C., Reese N. S., and Matthew E., Mac's crew of fellow amateur sommeliers. They have a weekly Zoom tasting that frequently leads to shouting matches about what constitutes drinkability. Yeah. Mike H., Colton B., Adam G., Jens Christian T., and Mateo C., Hungry Dave's ultimate frisbee team. When they aren't slinging bees on the field, they are supplying Dave with antacid to combat his legendary pregame meals. Eric B., Panama James, Adrian the Halfling Bard, John H.N., and Dan, the founders of Protect the Hippophins, an organization committed to saving the endangered hippophin. They will undoubtedly come after the Bonfrères for riding them into the mist, but also Petrie for renting them out in the first place. Okay, good. Nikki W., Grace G., Drew Nasty, CC Lulu, and Jay, a different crew of friends who went to the clam dunk and just had a good time. No missing friends disappearing into mysterious mists at all. That must be nice. Barnzenator, Eric G., Michelle O., Luke H., and Aiden R.H., a team of professional Sea-Doo riders who disappeared into the mist after shooting off a giant ramp. Whoa, they may be missing, but the video of the stunt was featured on BuzzFeed. So I guess, you know, all things being equal, that was worth it. Timmy R., Lucas B., Aaron S., Kevin M., and Austin C., the only team at the Beer Olympics with a worse name than the Bonfrères. They are called the Astastic Quintuple. Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that was worse. Devin W., Me Orc, Stephen C., KJ, Michael M, Carl's aunt's neighbors who reported a break-in after the boys wrecked their house. Yeah, okay, that's fair. They were particularly horrified by how badly the intruders scratched up her Matrix DVDs. We're sorry about that. We will probably not replace them. Rahul N, Mike K, Maxwell C, Nick L, and Karen T, a flock of awakened seagulls who go to the same CrossFit gym as Cavalbird. So they are jacked. They're really jacked, and they're so jacked that they actually are, they have a hard time flying. Douglas A, Eki Thor 666, Shane B, Justin Raccoon, and Nick W, a team of competitive eaters who are desperately trying to recruit Hungry Dave. Unfortunately, he is too dedicated to the disc. That's DD, that's disc dedication, maybe. Michael C, Robert F, Esme M, and Angel B. And did I forget Nathan? No, I did not. Nathan as well. A bunch of ultimate Frisbee players who prefer to say flinging frizz instead of slinging bees. And it's honestly upsetting everyone. Yeah, it's just, it doesn't feel natural. Casimir, the all-knowing, Eric McD, Burley T, Alex A, and the Red Rain. Students in an amateur swim class who were swept out into the mist. You guys better learn fast. Learn and you can be able to swim back, maybe. Christian A, J Dragonborn, Jonathan O, the Sandrayon, and Grant, a screamo band poised to take Tred's residency at the Clam Dunk if he doesn't hurry back. It's a race for the future of emo. Oh my God, I gotta haul ass. I gotta haul ass, man. Fuck. Ben A, Feldonis, Dave H, Catherine S, and David K, Bird Henry Cavill's bird children. Oh my goodness. They all hatch from egg with a short, slick feather and an absolutely perfect cleft chin. Wow, now that's hot. Christian S, Samuel B, Keith K, Brittany B, and Hannah W, manufacturers of novelty shades in the party plane. Very confused about the latent increasing popularity of Matrix-style shades flying off the shelves. Vashguard, Emilio D, Frankie Koala, Big Bad John, and Nathaniel P, additional super hot water golems. Okay. Didn't feel like messing with the Bonfrères though, because they were all at the gym. Fair. You got to stay yoked. Cody C, Aston S, Blair the Bug Blair Barblarian. Oh, Blair, you made it hard. Raphael O, Felix NG Jr., and Pork Chop, the reigning Oceanic foosball champions. They're not all that talented, but the waves kind of consistently just knock the ball in their favor, so that's good luck. Shani M, Patrick B, Depressed Demon Hunter, Alice, Finn C, and Minette F, brewers of a way less popular beer that isn't carried on the Brews Cruise. It's Pendergreen 7-Eleven style slushy beer from Seven Hells, and it's honestly, it's just way too sweet, that's all. Pat L, Nicholas D, Savexel, Lauren H, and Ritterin, and Janina E, the other wedding party from Infinity's friend's wedding. Okay, so they're actually on an equally epic weekend bender, but they kind of just got drunk and no one's disappeared. Yet. Okay, not yet. Could happen. Maddie Y, Joe T, the Eldest Berry, Ryan S, the Bone Duster, and Darius M, all owners of different ride-on lawnmowers that Hungry Dave has inexplicably taken a bite from. So I think Hungry Dave just, he doesn't eat regular food. That's kind of what we've learned here. Thank you all. You honor us.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.